Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Even though we have here is, Kohen Gadol that kills, he'll never go out. Were there other Kohanim Gedolim at that time when he killed? Somebody killed the Kohen Gadol. Let's say he killed the one that was Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishka. But there was somebody else. There was another Kohen Sha'avai that was there. Does that make a difference? Or is it not? Or we're talking over here, there's only one Kohen Gadol. And therefore, when that happened, so that makes him doomed. There was one Kohen Gadol. And let's say there was another Kohen Gadol that was there. When he dies, he'll go out. The Rambam, basket, we take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, we have Nigmar Dino Legolos, V'yachakach Beis HaKohen HaGadol. It was Nigmar Dino Legolos, and then the Kohen Gadol died. Kohenim She'igla HaReitzeach, HaReitzeach Potterit HaGadolos. If it's once the Gmar Din happened, then he doesn't go into Golos. V'imad sheloi nigmar din al-meis ha-koyer ha-godol, mino koyer achar tachtov. There the Rambam brings the din, ma-reis ha-choyzer b'mitzasso shel sheinim she nigmar din al-befonov. Nigmar din al-venimtza ha-koyer ha-godol begrush any of these cases. The Rambam says, let's say any of these cases, the Rambam holds that there has to be, it's only where there is, where there's a, he's the only one. If there's another one, he'll be able to do it. The Rambam here says, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, right, Reitzeach, Shenigmar Dino, Legolas, Lohayashav, Kayin Golo. Rambam in Zion Yud, Reitzeach, Shenigmar Dino, Legolas, Lohayashav, Kayin Golo. Yadigmar Din, there was no Kayin Golo. Bahayre Kayin Golo. He killed the Kayin Golo. Lahayasham Kayan Gadol Akher. There was no other Kayan Gadol.
By the
Gmar Din
or by the...
Yes, by the Gmar Din. Kayan Gadol. He killed the Kayan Gadol, and at that time, the Lahayasham Kayan Gadol Akher. So it was a Gmar Dino, the Lahayasham Kayan Gadol, or it was Retesh and Gmar Dino, or Bahayre Kayan Gadol, and there was no Kayan Gadol Akher. Doesn't qualify. No caveat. The Kayin Gadol Sheharan, or Kayin Gadol killed, and when he killed, Lohayashad Kayin Gadol Akher, there was no other Kayin Gadol. Re'el Gailam, and he ate him here, Mikla the Yailam. The Rambam says he killed, the Kayin Gadol killed, and when he killed, there was no other Kayin Gadol. In that case, let's say there was another Kayin Gadol, so that means when it was Nigmar Dino, there was Nigmar Dino, there was another Kohen Gadol. And it was the Kohen Gadol that killed. There he will emerge from the, there he'll go to Golos and he'll emerge from the Golos when the other Kohen Gadol will die. Or let's say he killed the Kohen Gadol, but there was another Kohen Gadol. Over there he goes into Golos, and then the other Kohen Gadol dies, he will emerge from the Golos. So the Rambam holds, this Mishnah is only Bebukam where the only Kohen Gadol is here, that's the Kohen Gadol that killed. Or the only one that was here was the Kohen Gadol that died. If there was another Kohen Gadol, he's no different than anybody else. And the Ritva argues with this. The Ritva, the Miri holds, this is a special Knas, or a special Din that we have. Kohen Gadol dies, and he's killed, it doesn't make any difference but how many Kohanim Gedolim that they had before.
Or he killed.
If he killed, no matter how many Kohanim Gedolim that there are, that's a special din that if a Kohen Gadol kills, if a Kohen Gadol kills, he'll never come out of Golos. So it says, huh?
A Kohen Gadol Shavah means that
he's retired.
A Kohen Gadol Shavah.
Yeah.
He's retired. He doesn't
do
good anymore.
No. He could be talking about, very good. Rabbi Polanski's been mired something over here. But Rashi doesn't like it here like that. But the other hand, Rashi didn't learn like that. What's the case of Kohen Gadol She'avar? The way Rashi always teaches it up. In Malchus and in Hurrius and in Yuma, all the times that Rashi teaches it up. What does it mean, Kohen Gadol She'avar? We're talking over here, he was Avar M'shichusa, there was a psul in the Kohen Gadol. And then there was the substitute. And then the one that had the mum was reinstated. So the substitute is now put back, set back to the position that he was before. Yeah, he was a king for a day. That's it. The agar she'avar b'mshichuso she'ira psul b'kayin gadol b'shim shachar tafto shenisrape kayin chazer l'avodaso v'yavar zem b'mshichuso. He was avar from his mshichus. And therefore, Shimei Shachar Tavtov, Ukshadisrape, Kayim, He goes back to his original, to his Avaida. The Avar Zen, this one, was goes back to his appointment. Agav, you see over here, what status does he have?
What does he do now?
What does he do?
Nothing.
He does nothing. He's because that's what it's regarding him that the Gemara says in Yuma. He's not right for Kayin Gadol because of Eivor. He can't be B'Shabbos because of Eivor. He can't be used Dalit Begadim because of Ma'al Makadish Shalom Irenim. But the status Batsim that he has is a Kayin Gadol. He can't do it. He can't be Mishamish as Kayin Gadol. But from the very fact that we see over here that if he dies, he's going to be Mati, you see that the status that he has is Kayin Gadol, except he's a Kayin Gadol without portfolio. The Eino Yaitzei, when he goes into the Garim Miklat, the Eino Yaitzei, lo the Eidus Mitzvah, lo the Eidus Moment. He can't go out for any reason. Here, gentlemen. Rabbi said, the Eino Yaitzei, here. V'eino yaitze, he doesn't go back. He can't go out of the Aram Miklat. V'eino yaitze, lo liyedis mitzvah, lo liyedis mamon. Lo liyedis nefashis. Can't go out to be made. V'afili Yisrael tzrichim lo. Even if it's Yisrael tzrichim lo. V'afili sar tzva Yisrael tiyoya ben tzruya. Even if he's a sar tzva Yisrael, he's a general of all the armies. Any item is shamli yom shenemar shenos shama sham tehei dirasa sham tehei mi sham tehei misasa. That's where he has to live. That's where he has to die. Sham tehei kvurasa. Very good. Sham tehei kvurasa, and that's where he has to be buried. So Mordechai is asking, what do you mean? So Lechaira, you would have thought, why? What's the reason that he doesn't go out? The answer is don't be kolach nefesh. And what will happen to Gael Adam sees him? Okay. The Gael Adam, he meets up with the Gael Adam, he can die. The Mashmalos is that it's not like that. Okay. There are two dinim and why he can't go. First of all, maybe he could make a case and say maybe he could go out, but he subjects himself to the Misa of the Gael Adam. Is there an issue for him to go out? Or let him do whatever he wants, except that he's putting himself in Sakana. He's going to be bad down. He meets up with the Gael Adam will kill him. But let's say there's no issue of Gael Adam. Let's say, for example, a person went and he killed an Eved Kenani. He went and he killed an Eved Kenani. He went and he killed the Ger, let's say, that has no Gael Adam. And he goes into the Arei Miklat. Is he allowed to leave the Arei Miklat? About or not? Shum to, hey, that's the din. It's part of the Einish. And can I say, he's not allowed to leave the Arei Miklat. Even besides that, there's another thing. He subjects himself, he becomes vulnerable to the Gael Adam. Now, makes it harder. So it's a mitzvah for him to be there. But Bakum is Sakonis of Klal Yisrael, Pikuach Nefesh, for all Klal Yisrael, he's not going to be allowed to go out. Brusnit, isn't the Pikuach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, Deche, his Asay? So what happened to the Bachai Bohem? They need him. It's the Ayah Ben Tzroya. They don't have any general that's going to have the same competence, the same talent that he has. So it's a shayla of the matter of the assay for the benefit of Hatzolus Klal Yisrael. And the Alpha Bikade is not allowed to go out. Yeah, maybe you'll say that. Oh, is that the din of Chayecha Kaidman? No. That's the pshat? But Ali, that's the chiddush that we see over here. Asher, that's the drasha. Asher nash shama shamtei dirasa shamtei misasa shamtei kvirasa kishem shahuir kailat is kach tchuma kailat. The city proper is kailat. The tchum of the city is kailat. And right there she yotza chutz l'tchum. Umatza gael adam. Let's say the gael adam meets up with him after he goes out, what he's not supposed to do. Then we have the big machlokes. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Mitzvah Biad Gael Adam Rishus Biad Kol Adam. Rabbi Akiva Omer Rishus Biad Kol Adam Chol Adam Chayav and Alav. Everybody else is Chayav Misa. This, like we pointed out, this then is a then once he was in the Arim Miklat.
After he was convicted.
After he was convicted, after the trial, and they paskid on him that he has to go to Arim Miklat. Now he goes out. He's open season on the Reitzeach. Let's say he was going to the Arei Miklat. That was Rav Huna's then. Rav Huna's then, and that's not a mitzvah according to anybody. Even not only is it not a mitzvah, it's not even Rabbi Akiva who holds its rishus. If I can't, that's the reason why he brings me some of them two Talmidei Chachamim.
Right.
and talk him out of it.
Well, he's a bodyguard.
It's up, yeah. Right, vice, that's all, because that's a tour. We're not sending bodyguards. We said Talmid Chachamim. Means that if he does it, it's not the end of the world. Right, that's the end of, it's not the end of the world. Then, like we said, what'll happen before, that's all post-trial. What about pre-trial? Before he went, before Bezdin summons him to Bezdin for the psak, whether or not he's chayev misa, whether he's chayev misa, he's chayev golus. There, that we saw a chiddush of the Rambam that if he's going there, there'll be a p'tur also that we never saw. But the Rambam says that he's p'tur. What about once he's in the city itself, and it came out that he killed not only b'shagig, he killed b'mezit. The Goyal Adam, he's protected even there from the Goyal Adam. He's not the guy, no one's allowed to kill him. It's a city, it's a sanctuary city until the trial. Once the trial comes that it's gepaskod on him, that he's amazed, v'loy asrubei, wherever he goes, he can go into the Arim Miklat, open season, the Goyal Adam can kill him over there.
And everybody goes on the
what? Right?
That's not a
No, there's no psula goof. There's no psula goof. That's another thing. That's duchening is different. That's a different thing. That's it. There's a separate psula got me to see his kapayim. That's all. Be a separate psula got me to see his kapayim.
If the girl dies, if he goes out, the girl dies, can't kill him anymore. If he goes out after the crying girl dies, he needs to
be ridiculous. No, then he can't. My time. Something I'm gonna buy a cup of chaim. My misha gola kvar yotza. Asha misha loy gola. Someone that did not go into golus. Ain't no dead shaloy yigala avada. He doesn't go into golus. Therefore, if it's nigmar dino, and right after the gemar din, the kain gadol dies, he doesn't go into golus. Madach, it can be might see a person that went into golus avada. It could preclude him from going into golus. V'diyomah hayda gola yichaper lehada lo gola lo. Maybe he can hear it not like that. Maybe the being in Golus is what's Mechapa. He never got the Kapara of the Golus. That the Gemara says, lo, meaning Golus ka Mechapa, Mises Koyen with the Mechapa. And therefore, there's no reason to be Mechalik, whether he went into the Golus or whether he didn't go into the Golus. This is the same type of Kavachimer. Like we said, let's say, for example, a person is able, or not able, to go and sell his daughter, where she brings simonim. Why? Because you see that a normal Hebrea goes out with simonim, the same type of kavachayim. A normal Hebrea goes out with simonim, avada, the father's not allowed to sell it before simonim. That's the Gemara brings it. Erchin. The Gemara makes that kavachayim. Agav, you see, side kiddushim that we see here in Tosfos. Whether the pshat is that the simonim are the simonim are yitzia, is godless a yitzia. But the Taisus stells it too over here. Whether or not this din that with Madach you see something can happen afterwards. Avada, that which causes the Yitzhiyah, Avada, it's a reason that it shouldn't be able in the first place. You shouldn't have the din in the first place. Therefore, he might see that from Arim Miklat, Avada precludes him from going into Arim Miklat. Same type of Kavachimer that we have by Simonim. They says if Simonim are Yaitim, godless is my see. About a godless should prevent them from going in, from being selling in the first place. Is the Yitzhi godless? Here's the chain Shine Aguf of Simonim. This is a Pandora's box that we have over here. This Taisus argues, you see, but it's Taisus and Erechim. You should be aware of it. Tuck it into your database. Imachalo Nigmar Din, I'm anonymously. If it's before the Gmar Din, that. If it's Imad Shalom Nigmar Dino, then they appointed somebody else before the Gmar Din, he'll go out with the Misa of the second one. Minan Emili Amar Akad, Amar Krabi Asher Shabbat Mesa Kayan Godel, Asher Mashach Hosso B'Shem and HaKadosh, the Chihu Moshko, what is this referring to? El Zesh Nimshach B'Yomov, he didn't go and do this. The Kohen Gadol didn't do it. He didn't do it. But Yasha Shabbat Maisa Kohen Gadol Asher Moshe Chaso. Who's Moshe? Who's the noun? The Betzeah. The Shev Chiyuva Alazeh Shanim Shach Biyomav. My Havalei Lameva. It's made the Gemara. So what happened? He wasn't Kohen Gadol yet. So what should he have done? What kind of a taina is it that he went that before the Gemara Din, this person was appointed Kohen Gadol. Now he's going to go out with this Mesa. What kind of a tie is it? On him.
He could be misfiled
for him. Could be misfiled. Again, Ahayel Olav Akish Rakhim, Sheik. That's the son. Hello, Bikesh. Amar Abayi Naktinen. We all Nigmar Dino Umeis. Now here we have it then. Nigmar Dino Umeis. And the Kohen Gadol did not die. And the Kohen Gadol did not die. Malichet Etz Atzmaisav L'Shem. You bring his bones into the Arim Miklat. Again, Nigmar Dino Umeis. Malichet Etz Atzmaisav L'Shem. Dixiv L'Shuv L'Shevis Baretz Atzmais HaKohen. They tell yeshiva, it says, Lachu Lashevis Ba'aretz. What's the yeshiva that's called the yeshiva Ba'aretz? Habiyamar Zuk Kvurim. Tana Meis Kaidim Shemeis Kayin Gadol. He dies before the Kayin Gadol died. Malikhan is Atzvaisa Ba'kivre Avaisa. Then, what do? You bring his bones, when the Kayin Gadol dies, you bring the bones back to his family burial plot. Tixiv Yashuv Aritzeach Aleretz Achuzaso. They tell Yeshiva, Sheheb Eretz Achuzoso, then Haviyam Razuk Furim. Nigmar Dino Venasa Kayat. Now, so that'll happen. If the Kayat Gadol dies, then you'll take his bones. From here you see, Dvarim Purim, that going into the Arei Miklat is an einish, to apply even by his bones. Going into the Arei Miklat, what are the rayas that we brought? That it's not merely to serve as a sanctuary to protect him from the Goyal Adam. Here is no Goyal Adam. He's dead. What are you afraid of? The Goyal Adam's going to kill him. He's dead. He's looking in Gan Eden already. So why does he have to be in the Arei Miklat? You see that the einish, that's an einish.
Even if there is no
Goyal Adam. Even after the Misa. This is a bizoyan that he has to be, go through, even after his death, has nothing to do with protecting him. It's a fringe benefit. It's an ancillary benefit that he's protected from the Goyal Adam. But the etzem din of going into Golus is not a din of protecting Dafka from the Goyal Adam. It's an einish that goes even after Misa. It's an einish, yeah. Aviyamar Zukara, Nigmar Dino, Venasa Kayim, Begrisha, Vechalutza. Now, what happens here? He was Nigmar Dino, and the Kohen Gadol did not die. But he became Mois Kohen Gadol, and became a Ben Gwisho of the Chalutza. Pligibar of Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Chad Amar, Mesa Kohuna. That's tantamount. That's tantamount to the Kohen Gadol died. When it says that the Kohen Gadol dies, he gets out of Arei Miklat, it's Lav Dafke, he should die. He's discontinued as being a Kohen Gadol.
But he was never qualified.
The Chad Omer once says, Batla Kahuna. He was never qualified. And it's Batla Lamafreya, his holding Kahuna. Praising Omer Lema, but Plukta, the Rablazar Rabbi Shua Kamik, look at this man. Hayayim, it's what it means. Shasan Hayayim, it's a Makriv Agabe Amizveya. Here we're talking, let's say, he was Omer Makriv Agabe Amizveya. The Noida, and it became realized, Shubek Grusha Ben Chalutza. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Kol Karbonis, Shehikri, Sulim. All the Karbonis, Rabbi Lezer says that he was Makriv Lamafreya, our puzzle. Rabbi Yeshua Makshir. Yeshua's Makshir, but the Evid, all the Karbonis that he brought before. Why? We learned out from Sukkim. Mar brings in Kedushin, Mar bring all here. Baruch Hashem, Chelo, the Gemara is going to bring it. Man, the Amar Mesa to Rabbi Yeshua. The one who holds that it's Mesa means that from this point on, Mikanul Haba, he's discontinued. Man, the Amar Butla, the one who, on the other hand, who says it's Butla, Rabbi Eliezer. Because he holds that it's Butla to Bafrei. The Gemara says, Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer, Kuliyama lo Pligi. Like Rabbi Eliezer, everybody holds that Avada. It's going to be Batla the Kohuna. Because he holds that it's Batla the Bafreya. Keep plingy. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. The Machlekes that we have here, whether or not this case is named to that or not, to bring up Karbonis, Mandamar Mesa to Rabbi Yeshua. The one who says Mesa holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Mandamar Batla, he says, because I'd come to Rabbi Yeshua, Hassan, to say Baruch Hashem, Chelof, all the other Tirtsa. Afilu Chalalim Shabbo. Avalacha, Avila, Rabbi Yeshua, Maida. Over here, even Rabbi Yeshua would be Maida, that he can't be matir the Gael Hadat, the Ritzayah, to come out of our Mikl. Why? What's in the Mudas of Achlekas that we have here? Cleef Ligi, Rashi says, I'll leave it there, Yeshua Klamer. Ain't on a trick of Lamer, Mandi on my butt, look, Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and you hold that the Evid, the Karbonis are good. But look, Rabbi Yeshua, the I'll leave it there, Yeshua, he could have named they are all, both arguing, I'll leave it there, Rabbi Yeshua. If you hold that maybe it's butla kahuna, aye, so how can you tell me the carbonates are good with the heaven? Teretis, skirtakosu, palyado terza, avaidais of ksheris, the avaidis are kosher. Avalinian shardvar remain a kayan. It doesn't mean that the heaven was a kayan. It's a special heifer that got the avaidis. That the avaidis of carbonates, the carbonates are kosher. But he's the Maisavadi, he's a Cholol Mafreya. He's not a Cholol Mikanul Haba. Therefore, it's a special heter that we have, the Gavi Avaida, that it's kosher. All other Dine Kahuna are Vada Batul Mafreya. It's a special heter that we have, the Gavi Karbonis. And if you hold Mesa Kahuna, it means it's a Din and the Chaloy Shem, all Dinim of Kahuna. What we could clare over here is, so that's a big clare that we have in Rabbi Yeshua. What's the din of a Faliyad of Tirtza? The special Zeres HaKosuv in Karbonis, or it's a din in the Chalashem of being a Kayin. What will happen, for example? What happens in this case? A car sitting in Ari Miklat.
All the people for the last
time. Sitting in Ari Miklat. And the Kayin Gadol becomes a Balmum. He became a Baal Mum. He made a Mice Kayin Gadol. Does he matter whether he has to die or because the right Tzeach goes out of Aram Miklat? Let's say the Melech comes and he says, I don't like this person being Kayin Gadol. He's impeached. Mice Kayin Gadol. Zeres Melech. The Melech came. The Melech says, you people, Jews, I let you do whatever you want. The Kayin Gadol, I don't like this Kayin Gadol anymore. He didn't vote for me in the last election. I don't want to be impeaching. So therefore, you're going to be a man, and they were a man another Kayin Gadol. Came Mice Kayin Gadol. What happens then? Is that that blood's Mesa Kahuna? Or is it blood Batel Kahuna? He's discontinued. Over here we're saying, what happened? He was discovered to be a Cholo. And therefore, from now on, he's a Cholo, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And they're arguing. From now on, he didn't die. He was discontinued. He didn't die. He was discontinued.
He was never qualified.
But it still counts as if he's discontinued. Because of Erech Hashem Chelem. He's not eligible to bring the Karbonis anymore. All right, so let's say he's discontinued in some other way. He can't bring Karbonis. He became a Baal Mum. Maybe he can't do the Shemesh Navaitis Yom HaKippurim because the Melech discontinued. He won't allow it to happen. So he impeached him. There were a man and another Kayin Gadol. What will happen? Is he not there? Does he become mutter? Hey, another thing we see from this Gemara is that's the clare that we have. It's a suffix. The Samechas Chinuch. Oh, that the clare is the suffix. B, another thing. Now, those who hold, what we see from the Gemara is, hello, gentlemen. The Gemara is Chiddush from the Aflah. It's a Gemara is Chiddush from the Aflah. The Aflah says, this din of a Ufayad of Terza, of a Kayan who turns out to be in Begusha of Bechalutza, Baruch Hashem Chelo, it applies by a Kayan Hegit. This Gemara is called Gechidish. Where does the Gemara always say this din? Hayo Aymed Omakr Balgabe Mizbech. Who? This man, Hayo Aymed Omakr Balgabe Mizbech, Vedaydish of Begusha Bechalutza. This is a Mishnah. The way the Gemara brings it. Kedusha in the Gemara brings it. And Psach in the Gemara brings it. Who is the Haya? Who's the subject of the sentence? Haya Aymed Omakrif. Any Kayin, a Kayin Hagin. Never mentions a Kayin Gadol. Does this then apply by Kayin Gadol also?
Obviously.
This Gemara is a Chiddush Gadol. You have to remember this Gemara, even after evidence. Because the Aflah says this then is only but Zvegeya, Kayin Hagin. That doesn't apply by Kayin Gadol. And Frank Mendekashu on the Aflah. From this Gemara, it's Gemara Mefureshes that says that it's loved after by Kayin Hedyin, it applies by Kayin Gadol. That's in fact Kashu on that on the Hapla. The Tvar Avram is Marach. This is Tvar Avram. That's Marach on this to try and Basi Rak Lahoyer though. But I mean, what is the din? What is the Pshat to be Mekayim the din of Hapla? This Gemara is a Chiddush over here. The Gavi this did that it applies by Kayin Gadol doesn't only apply by Kayin Hedyu. Nigmar Dino Amar Rabbi Hidom Amar Rab. Stay tight, stay tight, tie Yayav the Isa Shah. So there are two mistakes that Yayav made at that time. What happened again? Shlaima Amalek, David Amalek gave it to Abah. That they had a kid, he had a kill again. We had the Gemara. Shlaima, David Amalek gave it to Abah to his son Shlaima.
Make sure
to kill Yayav Ben Tzruya. Why? Because he killed Avner, and he killed Amasa, and he killed Amasa. So that was the part of the tzava of David to go and kill Yayav Ben Tzruya for having killed Avner Ben Ner.
And maybe because of Avshalom.
But that was the reason, though. He didn't do it out of Avshalom, no. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. The Gemara in Sanhedrin.
I know that.
Why is that headed? Because he went and he killed. I saw it. He killed.
I'm
Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Stay tight. Stay Yayav Ben Tzruya. What did he do? Yayav. He saw. He knew that Shlaima was sending emissaries to kill him. But Yonis Yayav Oel Hashem Echazek Vikayinus Amisbeah. And what did he say? He went and he took hold of the crotus of the Misbeah, and he made mistakes. Shein Kailate. Elagado. First of all, the din is, what does it say? Where did he get this from? Where did Yayav get such an idea from? It says, Mayim Mizbechiti Kachero Lamos Velo Al Mayal Mizbechi. Well, Kayan Gadol is doing Avaida, and he's on the Mizbeach, and he's on the Mizbeach, you can't take him to kill. The top of the Mizbeach. Being on the Mizbeach serves as a sanctuary for him. He can't go and kill.
Is he going to him?
No. Good, very good. Good. So, how did you understand? How did you know this chiluk? And Yayav didn't know this chiluk. Tosh, Yehino Kailat Elagado. Behu Tophas Bekar Noisav. Tosh, Yehino Kailat Elamizbeach Beis Alamim. He made another mistake. He well, the only one that's Kailat is Mizbeach Beis Alamim. Behu Tophas. Shall Shiloh. Of course, Shiloh wasn't, what's bar mean Shiloh? Wasn't in Shiloh. There's a style here in the Girsa. Where was the Mizbeach at this time? It's in Givai. It's in Givai. It had to be there at Naiva Givin to take the Girsa out. Mayim, Rashi says, Gairs, Mayim Mizbeach. Rashi says a different Girsa. It wasn't Shiloh. So Rashi says, Mizbeach shall bum. Not Shiloh. Rashi says the Mizbeach shall bum. How can it doesn't make sense? Shiloh. Shiloh has been destroyed already about 57 years before them. Who tovas Mizbeach shall Shiloh? Abaya Omer Bahanami Mitata. Tashe the Kailat al Kayim. Kailat Kayim. The Avaida Biado is doing the Avaida. The High of the Hu and Yayab, the Zar Hayim. He was a Zar. Back in the Kasha over here.
What about the Mazin?
He killed Bemazin. Why didn't the Gemara say that?
Because it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say it. The Rambam.
The Rambam says no. But
the Rambam says that it's not called Bemazin.
Right.
So why did the Gemara say that?
Right.
He made another mistake. Huh?
The Rajba.
The Rajba says, it's a Chubas Rajba. The Rajba says that the only time that this did is true is only if he killed Bishoigi. He killed the Mazin, it doesn't apply, so why did the Gemara say that? The Kasha of the Rabba, yeah. That's the Shvet. By the way, just wanted to mention one other thing. What do you hold in the din that we just had? He's on the Mizbeach, and it's discovered that he's a Begrisha of Echalutza. And then, after they discovered he's a Begrisha of Echalutza, he continued, he did more Avaida. So he says, Zar, Mesat Kahuna. The Rambam says even afterwards the Avaida is good, but the Yafid.
Wow.
Shows how he learns this.
Wow.
By that, the most Kimat all the Rishayda behold, that if he comes and he does, and once they know that he's a Begusha Bechalutza, Farfalu. That's it. The Avaida is possible. Baruch Hashem Chelo only applies for where they didn't know. The Rambam holds, but the Yafid, He's not allowed to do the avodah. If he does it, that's a begrisha mechalutza, and they know he's discovered it's a begrisha mechalutza. It applies the same baruch Hashem chelo. And yet the Gemara says it's both. It becomes its mesa kahuna.
So what's the guy doing
avodah? What's mesa kahuna? It's mesa kahuna. Yeah. Amar Ishlakish. The shalosh toy similar to this. Similar to this. We have a similar type of mesa. But remember this kasha, that you was aroused by holes, that this din of the mizbech, he only applies to be killed by shaygay. Yayev killed, we have, remember the dance of cheshbin, of course, Yayev killed. We have the gemaras in Sanhedrin. No, we have the gemaras in Sanhedrin. Amar Rishlokish, shalosh toi aistos, and saro shall roimi. There are three tosim that the sar shall roam will make a mistake, leap dice. Elas adava, the ktufa of akras hayam. Dixiv, Mizabama Yadim Chabut Bagadim, Mi Batra, he'll be coming from Batra, the Malach, Taya Shayna Khaletas, Ella, Betzer, Bahu Gaila, Mi Batra. Betzer is one of the Aramikla. He's going to go to Batra, Taya Shayna Khaletas, Ella Shaygeg. Here we have, it's going to be Kailat only, a Shaygeg, and he, Bahu Mazid Haya. See, clearly, Mazid is not going to be Kailud. You can kill him. The guy Adam can kill him, but Mazid, if he's Mazid, will I ask you about it? Taya Sheda Kaleta Sala Adam. Who Malachu? I'm Rabbi Abel. Are Mikla, like Nikla the Kvura. The Xiv, Umigrashayim, Yil, and the Hemtam, Ularachusham, Ulachol, Chayotam. The Migra shall be the open spaces outside the city, will be for the Behemoth. For which means that you don't bury in the Arei Miklat. Yeah, Frankly Gemara, very good. Me it makes a Shama Shantahe Dirasa, Shantahe Misaso, Shantahe Kluraso. You bury him in the Arei Miklat. So the Gemara, Ritzeach Shiny, the Golibe Rachmana. That's different. Avadim, we're talking about the regular. The regular din of a person that kills Mishaygeg, Avada, then it's Avada, he's buried there also. Shams right Seach Shiny, the Golibe Rachmana, as opposed to this, what's taking place in the Tkufa of Akras Hayyamim.
Are these 42 Arevim
also?
What? Are 42 Arevim that are Arevim Mikvah, they can also be buried there also?
Same thing.
Isn't it supposed to
the Gemara says that the only difference is. The only difference that there is between the 42 Arei Alevim and the Big Six, we went to Kavana or a Bishalei B'Kavana. Bashabat B'Gabi, all the other things are going
to
be the same.
Isn't that supposed to the Levian that live in the town that they cannot be buried in the
place? Oh, yeah, that would be it. Kishem Shoir Kailatis, the Tchum is also Kailat, Dorminu. Yashav Sham Ba, Belo B'Tchumah. Pray to Gemara, what do we say? It's Ba, Belo B'Tchumah. And now you're telling me that's like the year is Kailut, the Tchum is Kailut. To be Kailut, it'll be Kailut. To live there, you can't live there. Kan Lodr. Lodr, typically, day, nice and sudden, Mikrish, lo Mikrish, sudden. You can't, the Arial Vim, you can't make the Mikrish into a Sada or a Sada plate, and the Mikrish has to be the open space outside the city. Avada, you're not allowed to live there. Lo Mikrish here, below here, Mikrish. Let's say he wants to go there and live there under the ground in a tunnel, in a cave. They go and they dig out a tunnel. Therefore, in that case, he would be able to do. So that's what it's telling us over here. The Yasha Ba, Baloy B'Tchumah. He has to live in the city, not in the Tchum. Even in where he's going to be living in the Tchum, underground in the tunnels, he's not allowed to do it. That's the chiddush that we have here. Even though it will be kailut.
Even if sukkahs to the air, like we
have. Yeah. The nuyis b'chol b'sukkahs l'kaidish. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. It's the Israel of the living. Right tag shiatsa chutz l'tchum. I mean, right tag goes outside the tchum. There we have the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. There we have Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Whether it's a mitzvah on the Gael Adam. Or Rishus Biad Kol Adam, or Rishus Biad the Reitzeach, and Kol Adam is Usher. Reitzeach, she has the Ton Rabbanan. For us, Gael Adam is a Reitzeach, Mitzvah Biad Gael Adam. Ain Gael Adam, if there's no Gael Adam, or the Gael Adam doesn't do it, the Bach, Ain't lo gael adam rishus biad kol adam divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer rishus biad gael adam the kol adam. Now, Charles, what's the gears here? The chol adam. Wait, he's chay chayavim alo. See the goyim. The goyim says chol adam ain chayavim alo. So there's no mitzvah. According to this, there's a difference between rishus and everybody else that'll be ain chayavim alo. That's the Rambam. My time with Rabbi Yossi Haglili mikseh v'imrotzach. Doesn't say if he did it. It says Yirtzach. It says Viratzach. That's why it's a Viratzach. Bashvat doesn't have a mitzvah to do it. That's Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva makes it Yirtzach. It says Viratzach. He did it. So Shalos, how to word, read the word Viratzach? He should, or if he did it. So what happens? He's killed. If he goes outside the tchum. This is not like anything we just said, of course. Amar Mar Sutra, Bar Tovi, Amar Rav, I write Tzeach, the Atziatza, Chutz L'Tchum, and the Gael Adam finds him, Nera Golov.
The Gael Adam is killed.
So what is the Pshat? This din is parked everything we were brought up with. So the Gemara, Keman, this is a very shver Gemara. Keman, lo Rabbi Yossi Haglili, but lo Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds it's even a mitzvah. Now you tell me it's chayiv. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a reshus. Now you tell me it's chayiv. Who the Amaki Aitana? He's saying Rav, Rav Yumi, Omar Rav, Rav Bar Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omar Rav, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Bar Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omar Rav. He holds like the following Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. The son of Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ad onda lifnei ho'eda la mishpat. Ma tamid leima. Says ad onda lifnei ho'eda la mishpat. Yeah, so what happens?
You have to go around there right away.
You have to go there right away, l'chaira. And ad onda lifnei ho'eda la mishpat. You can't kill him. Says Varatzach, the Gael Adam can kill the Reitzeach. Yakal Miyad, maybe he can kill him immediately. What? Chayra, what it means is, before the Gemar Din? Is that what it means? Yakal Miyad, before the Gemar Din?
You don't
even know if he's a Reitzeach. Tamad Leimar, I don't know if he's a Reitzeach. Because it says I don't do the fnei oleda la mishpat, and therefore you can't do it until afterwards. Now, so this is very difficult. What's the Gemara see of Raya from here, okay, from this din of Rabbi Eliezer? Not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. They're talking about the apples and oranges over here. They're talking about two different cases. They're talking about where the Mitzayach went into the Arei Miklat. Then he went out. When did he have it? After the Gemara din? He was Nick Mardino to go to the Aram Mikli. And he did. And then he went out. All right, there's Abba Machlaikis. What is Rabbi Lesser talking about? Before the Gemar Din. Everybody holds over there, you can't kill him in the Aram Mikli. And if he goes out, it's a separate issue. Can he kill him? If he goes out, if he goes out, you kill him. What did Rav Huna say before? Rav Huna said before, if it's on the way to the Aram, you're Potter.
That's what he said, right? To people.
Huh?
That's why he said to Tamid
HaChamim. But he's not talking. He's talking before Adon Dov Ne'ed Al HaMishpat. Mashmal says what? According to him, before you, what's the miyad over here? That what are you going to need? That's the big problem that we have here in this Gemara. What's the Gemara? How does the Gemara relate this din of Rabbi Eliezer? What does it have to do with Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva? Are we talking Adondel Fnei Eidel HaMishpat? Adondel Fnei Eidel HaMishpat? Nobody holds you're allowed to kill him.
But if you do kill him,
so what will happen if you do kill him? So there he holds that you're going to be. He holds that you're going to be chayiv. Right? So maybe else you're going to be chayiv. What do we know? What Rabbi Yossi Haglili would hold in that case, or Rabbi Akiva?
No.
So what's the Gemara want over here? Rabbi Yosef himself, this is a big problem in the Gemara, in Pshat, what the Gemara means.
So why did they bring
let me Rabbi Yosef, Aglim, Rabbi Akiva, what do they do? Hayat under the Fenaida, Lamish, but my Darshi Bey? Also, Shmir, what the Gemara is asking? What do you mean, my Darshi Bey? You hold the dinim that they have, that we have, that the Gael Adam is allowed to kill him when he goes out, or is a mitzvah to kill him, that's only after the Gemara did. Until then, you're not allowed to kill him. What are they darshan? A whole different unrelated din. Minayin the Sanhedrin Shiro Echad Shaharkas Hanefesh Shame Misano. So the whole Sanhedrin saw a person killed that we don't kill him at Shiamad for the Bisnei Bes and Acher. He has to go to another Bes, the Tabulamar Adu for the Edel Hamishpat at Shiamad the Bes and Acher, because in this Besdin they came to Malam Mitzchus, Shaytzi Lehuena. And this is the din that we have. A Besdin, a whole Besdin sees a person commit Ritzicha, but there's not going to be any Tzatzchus. This is the Gemara and Sanhedrin that we have. You have to have a dispute. If you have unanimity, it's no good. Don Rabbanan, Im Yotza, 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 Ritzeya. Ein Li Ela B'mezit. B'shegig Minayin. Now, let's say the Ritzeya comes out of the Arei Miklat, and he leaves intentionally. The Gael Adab could kill him. Im Yotza, Yotza, Ritzeya, Ein Li Ela B'mezit. B'shegig Minayin. How do you know? Let's say he came out b'shegeg from the Arei Miklat. He never intended to go. It's by accident that he came out. He didn't know where he was going, maybe.
Know where the boundary was.
Talmud Leimah, a somnolist. Talmud Leimah, Im Yotza, Yotza, B'kol Mokan. Even if he goes out b'shegeg. V'atanya, b'mezid, merad, b'shegeg, goyul. What do you mean? We learned that b'mezid, if he b'mezid, he could be killed. B'shegeg, let's say he goes out, again, b'shegeg, if the person kills him, b'shegeg goylem. Yeah, what are we saying over here? Huh?
If he leaves b'shegeg,
what will happen? He goes back, goes right back into ghost. B'shegeg b'mezid. So here we're saying what, in Yotzar it says, Ein li ela b'mezid. B'shegeg minayin, they can kill Talmud Leimer miyatsi yetsa b'kol makom. Aye, we learned b'mezid nerav that if he did it b'mezid, he's killed b'shegeg. If he goes out b'shegeg,
you can't kill him. He has to go back into go.
He goes. You can't kill him. You cannot kill him b'shegeg goyle. He goes back into the goyles, which means what? He's not allowed to kill him. Yeah, but he said maybe with Nicker or something like that. But Shaygeg, he goes and so with Shaygeg, he said he's not allowed. He hasn't ever supposed to go. Like that, she talk about the Yom Armina Dibatarik Lashem and Ayodam. Yotzo Yetze, the Shail is how we should learn. Talk about the Yom Armina Dibatarik Lashem and Ayodam. Amar Abay. And therefore it depends how whether we darshan Yotzo Yetze, Ezra Shaygeg, Vechon Mason. Amr Abayim is Tabrik Lam Damar Dibra Tarak Lashem and Ayodam Shlo Yeitzai B'chomer B'tchilasa Ma B'tchilasa. Just like at the beginning, B'mezid Nerag B'shegeg Goyle B'mezid, he could be Nerag B'shegeg, he goes into Goles Apsaifai, if he's going to go outside the Arei Miklat, the Svari is B'mezid Nerag B'shegeg Goyle B'shegeg, he goes outside, he should just go back. He's not allowed to go. Tani Choda Ab Shaharagas Beno Nasalo Gael Adam. Beno. We learn Ab and Ab killed. Father killed his son. And then another son, a brother of the victim. Ab Shaharag, a father killed a son, Bishaiki. Beno. Another, the son of the father, a brother of the victim. Nasla Gael Adan, and he's allowed to kill the father. Raisi Gemara, Vitanya Ida, and another Bryce that we learned, Ain Beno Nasla Gael Adan. What should we tell you whether the son could be a Gael Adan to kill the father? Maybe we should say it's Talo Ilema, or Rabbi Yasi Aglidi, or Rabbi Akiva, whether there's a mitzvah on the Gael Adan to do it. If there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah can be Decha the Kibbutz Av, Decha Ritzicha, Decha the Kibbutz Av. But Tisbro, what do you mean? Bein about the Amar Mitzvah, beyond the Amar Mashus Mishori? Is that mutter? Even if you hold that it's a mitzvah, we find cases where there's a mitzvah where the son cannot be the executioner of the father. Omer Rabba Baba Rafuna Vachay Tadda Dvei Rabbi Yishmael L'cho Ein Ben Nasa Shliach Li'aviv B'hakaisa L'kalolai. For all cases, let's say it's a Shliach Bezdin, and Bezdin has to pass, has to get somebody to go ahead and give him the chiv, the Einish. The son can never be included in that. L'cho Ein HaBen Nasa Shliach Li'aviv. To give him Malkus, the son cannot do it to be a Shliach Bezdin. Or for to be mekalulim, chutz mimesis. Shariyam retov l'sapu v'laschas olav. In there, which case? So what are you telling me? We had a son could be a gael adam. The son can never be the one to take vengeance to have the mitzvah. Even if you hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, loytashi habav no habav em beno. We're talking one is the son. Avada the son under no conditions would be able to kill the father, but a grandson would. Rashi over here says. Why? Hello, Kashi. Habav no, habav em beno. Hadasanya ain beno, nasa gael adam. If no, shall retzef gomer. Hadasanya beno, nasa lo gael adam. It doesn't mean that. If no, shall haruk gomer. We're talking about the den of the haruk, which means the grandson of the retzef. Shuben beno shall retzef be eno muzar al kvoda. And that son, the grandson, is not mechuyev in the covet of his grandfather on the Zayda. And the shayla is why? And we hold that he is. Is he mechuyev? Is there a chiyev of kibbutz av for a Zayda grandfather or not? Well, we know the Rashi of Chumash, right? Yeah, that is the Gemara.
You want to see the grandfather.
By Yisbach Zvachim, Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak, Barshas, what does it say that pussy again? Barshas, Vayigash. So Rashi says, Malamed, I'm beginning of Ayigash. It says what? That the covet of a father supersedes the covet of the grandfather. But about this covet, Paschal Shulchan Aruch, there's a chiv of kibbutz av for his eidah. Not as chomer as the father.
And not
b'makom av. And not b'makom
liav. This one asks for a cup of water.
Yeah, right. Father says, give me a cup of water. The zayda says, give me a cup of water. Which one do you do first? Right, there's a kedima that there is for liav. As opposed to the Zayda. But Avada, there is this thing. And then we have, of course, the Saita. It's not like that.
Because
the Zayda
killed the father. Maybe
the father. All right, the Yesh on this. So we have that, and Rashi and Saita tells us that there is that thing. I think it's a side I see S over here. I am Taisvis, Saita. Much Christmas, Saita. I said Rashi, the Rashi is there, but that's what Reb Kiveger means at Duchsuch over here. Reb Kiveger, if you see Reb Kiveger, hello, the Adam Muzer al Kabodo, I ain't Rashi Saranab, Rashi has told us, that's right there, I'm in your Parsha, I'm a gay. Okay, but that's the deal. When Shulchan Aruch we hold, the Pashtus is that Avada, what are we saying over here? The Pashtus is that Avada, there's a din of Kibbutz Av for a Zayda also. It's not the same chaymer as the kibbutz av that you have for a father. And therefore, if we have this din that he's able to be a gael adam, he certainly cannot do it for the father. But the zayda, even though there is a din of covet, we're willing to relax that din. The gemara before, I'm leaving hanging. The gemara before needs beer. Where the gemara says that Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is saying, are not like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. This is very problematic. The Gemara seems to be conflating the two stages. What exactly is that being Mechadish? That where Gemara feels that it says that it's not like the Din of Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is talking about two different things. Elon Shehu Aymed B'Seichat Chum. An Elon standing inside the Tchum of the Arei Mikla. And therefore, off the Elam where it's standing, it should be Kailin. The Naifai, but the branches are Naita Chutzlitchum. Oh, I made or it's standing Chutzlitchum. The Naifai Naita Besaychatchum. Akola El Chachar Naif. Our Mishnah says, you go bust of the knife is Kaibaya, and whatever the knife will be, the trunk is Nigvar after the knife. If the knife, the branches are in the Tchum, even if you're standing in the on the trunk, which is outside, it's going to be kailat or the trunk. If the knife is outside the tchum, then if the trunk is inside the tchum, it's not going to be kailat. Or meaning, feiti gemara. You're telling me that the ikar of the tree, the place where it's kaveya, is the knife, and the trunk is nigrar baser the knife. I've learned or ilan shehu oimed v'naita chutz l'chutz oimed b'chutz v'naita the branches are lifnim. So the Gemara says by ma'aser sheni mikineged achayma l'fnim k'lifnim mikineged achayma l'chutz that which is outside the chayma of Yerushalayim k'lichutz, and therefore no matter where it is you go busser where you are physically. Are you brought beyond the border, the perimeter of the city, or you're not? We don't say that the knife is kaveya where the whole tree is. So there are maiser already mikvot karamis. Maiser is tali in the chayma. Are you inside the chayma? Are you outside the chayma? Maiser b'chayma tali rachman already mikvot b'dira tali rachman. A little funny this far, but the Gemara says the knife I mister lay. You live, it's more livable. You gotta make yourself a treehouse. You can't live in the ikker. But the branches, you can do it if you don't make a picnic on the branches. Brahmi Maisa Maisa. The Sanya, if you have a steer by Maisa Gufa. We just said Maisa is Tala and where you are. The Sanya Birushalayim Alecha Kharanais. We are in Miklat Alech. The Sanya here is Birushalayim. So it says you go bust on the knife, and here we see Salagabi Meiser. What did we just got finished saying? Tali Tali in the Chayma. Wherever you are in relation to the Chayma, now it says you go bust on the knife. You have a steer. What's Kaveya Meiser? I'm Rav Kahane, Lo Kashiyah Rav Yehuda or Rabbanan. Depends on the Machlekes Rav Yehuda or the Rabbanan. Very difficult Taisus. What a Marsha. Taisus over here says. Ilan shulifnim mikineged achayma lifnim kelifnim. You go, it's all tali in the chayma. Taisa says you're up on top of the knife. What happened to the cloud that we have of Gagim Vali? It's lightning scatchu. Somebody goes on top of a roof, whether he's in the Azara or whether he's in Yerushalayim, and he wants to eat kachem kalu. Says he can't do it. Because the Gagin of Yerushalayim, the Gagin and the Aliyahs of Yerushalayim are in the Azar, Loni Skachu. So where would say, can he eat on top of the knife? How can he eat my Sushani on top of the knife? Can he eat Kachim Kalam on top of the knife? Taisa says, Gvalda Gezach, the Mari Shadaf of Muatim, and then the Aydeh Shlevet, the Mari Be'ilan Shadaf of Merubim, the Aver Yerushalayim Kirushalayim. The Marsha says, that cloud of Gagav Aliyah Fledi Skachu applies only in the Azara, not in Yerushalayim.
Unlike the Rajba,
anyways, that the Rajba says, even in the Azara, it's only in the Azara you would be able to eat it. But I'm surprised. But in Pesach, it's right there from a Gemara. Gemara says, Gizesa Pisa Ve'ilila Pakayigra. When they went and they ate the carbon Pesach, they went up to the roof and they shried hollow. If anyone wanted me to eat carbon Pesach on the roof, you're not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach on the roof. On the roof, that's Gizesa Pisa on the roof. Gagav Ali, it's Lenny's Kachu, the Gemara says. So at the Gemara, they ate it. Good. So the Gemara says, Kizesa Piska on the ground. They came time to say Hallel. So they went up to the roofs and they belted it out the Hallel. But the Gemara is Varmaful Russian that you're not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach on the roof. So I'm going to ask, it's Vakar, Mavish, the Marsha is Vakar from the Gemara. So I mean, the Gansa Velk, Shrike, Chai, Vakayim over here. Okay. Bahar, Rabbi Rabbi, Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer. The Ma'ara, we find Rabbi Yehuda, the Ma'ara, Ayla Zachar Pisca. And by a cave, you go bust of the Pesach. The Elon, Ayla Zachar Naifai. Rabbi Yehuda says, we find in Rabbi Yehuda, that by a cave, you go bust of the Pesach, and by the Elon, you go bust of the knife. So that which we say that is Tully and the Chaima will be not like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar, great thing about it, the Shamas, the Rabbi Yehuda got a Meiser and the Chumra. Maybe he says it only the Gabe Meiser, only the Luchumra, that if the knife is outside, there you won't be able to do it. Ikrai b'chutz v'naifa b'snim. Ikrai b'chutz v'naifa b'kechad v'naifa l'hamatzi parik. B'ikrai nami l'hamatzi parik. Therefore you won't be able to redeem it and to eat it even on the trunk. Ikrai b'snim v'naifa b'chutz. If the ikrai is b'snim and the branches are outside, kechad v'naifa l'hamatzi yachil b'loib diya. You wouldn't be able to eat it without Bidiyah either. If you have the Iker b'chutz and the knife is bifnim, we'll say just like by the knife, you're not going to be able to kill. Why? The knife is bifnim. Gehechi that you won't be able to kill the Ritzeya. Bifnim. Bikrinami lamasi katulai. Ala ikr bifnim. The knife I bechut. Gehechi the benife I matzi katulai. Just like you would be able to kill him. Because outside, bikrinami matzi katulai. That's where, what do you mean? Hogavai kai. How do you do that? Hogavai kai. So what do you mean? How about he saw the inside? If he saw the inside, how would he be able to kill him? And the Iker, everybody holds, you won't be able to kill him. Saif, he's on the inside. If he's in the knife and you can kill him, the chitzit of its right, you could shoot him. You're standing on the ground, he's up on the branches. Now you want to shoot him with arrows. So you could do that. Kuliyavala Bigabati Katulai. Keep plaguing. Where is the machlaikis that we have? The machlaikis that we have of how to deal with the Reitseyah. The Mehave Ikrai Dargalimaifai. Only where you don't have an arrow, you don't have a gun. How are you going to kill him? You'll kill him by climbing tree in hand to hand combat. So it says, keep plaguing. The Mehave Ikrai Dargalimaifai. Where you're going to have to go up the ikker and to go up the trunk and then get to the branches. So is that called killing up on the branches, or you're going to have to be mishtamish with something inside the gvul, the tchum? The ikker is a darga, is a stepping stone to the knife. And therefore the shayla that we have is, can you do that or can you not do it? Does that call that you're doing something in the city? Or it's not a darga for the knife? And you look at it purely in the knife and the knife is outside. And Rav Ashi Amar, what does it mean when we say over here, my achar knife, af achar knife? I knife does not mean exclusively knife. It means you go bust or both. Rashi over here says, we have different ways to learn this. We'll go with the way Rashi says it. There are other alternatives here on how to learn the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, Mayacha Anayt, the Kohama, Matzvisan, the Hacha, and the Braisa, the Arei Miklat, Af Acha Anayt, for Rav Yehuda, you know, to go like Rav Yehuda. The Kula L'chumra, everything here is L'chumra. L'ni Maiser, it's like we just said, Yerushalayim. L'gabi Miklat, Af Acha Anayt, Kohama. The Hecha, the Ikrai B'chutz, where it's Ikrai is B'chutz, the Naifai B'fnim. The knife is bifnim, the ikra b'chutz. Shadi ikrai basar knifei. Again, what is karma karma? The hecha, the ikrai is b'chutz, the ikra is in b'chutz. The knifei bifnim, and the knife is bifnim. You go basar the ikra, goes basar the knife. Look, karma, you can't kill him, right? Obviously. Below teima to the kai kai. Don't look at where it's located. Faker, did shadi not for basar ikrai, and you have to be machmer, he's not allowed to kill him. But what about faker? Avalecha the ikrai b'fnim b'naifa b'chutz. There, shani naifa b'tzar ikro v'lo matzil katil b'naifa. You can't kill him on the knife. And we show him the Bekuli Gemara. We're all over. What do we say? Shadei the knife b'tzar ikro. Therefore, Yisro is tachachal meimar v'gabi miklat zimna the shadei the ikro b'tzar knife l'chumra. You go b'tzar the knife l'chumra. So it doesn't mean exclusively that you leave it where it's l'chulu. But whatever tzad chumrah that you have, you have to institute it by this case of the ritzeh. And harag b'yisalir gaila mishkuna l'shkuna. Let's say the ritzeh kills b'shaygeg in the Aron Miklat itself. He's going to be gaila from one neighborhood to the other, mishkuna l'shkuna. And what about a ben Levi who kills in a city in one of the Aron Alvim, which also doubles up as Aron Miklat? Gaila el ben Levi will go from one ear of Aron Alvim to another one of the Aron Alvim the early year. Tana Rabban, v'samti lach machayim, v'samti lach b'chayecha. I give it to you b'chayecha, which means what? Kan hifticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe she's been zeicha to this mitzvah of the mafresh Aron Alvim in his lifetime. Makayim mimkayimcha. Mimkayimcha means what? That should say makadei leviyah kailetis v'af Aron Miklat shall be Aron Alvim. They double up. Every one of the Aron Alvim doubles up as Aron Miklat, and every one of the Aron Miklat doubles up as Aron Alvim. Of course, there's a difference, as we all know. One is the big six are different than the other 42. That's right. Shriyanu Shama Malami Chay Yisrael Megalim Bamidbar. This tells you another chiddush, that even in the Midbar there was a place for a Ritzeach B'Shaygeg, Shayim Megalim. That where did they go? Leicha Megalim? B'Machdei Leviyah, in the desert. They were 40 years in the desert. They weren't able to be Gaila B'Machdei Leviyah. Mikan Amra Ben Levi Shahar Gaila Miplach Laplach. He goes from one city to another city over here. Let's say he doesn't go to another city. He goes to his own one of Zarevim. But the Yevid, his own city, is also Kailith and Alevi, who kills B'Shegin. A number of Achabez Ravika Mike, well, where do we find, what do we see? Say such a thing here. Be'er Miklato Yeshev, Ir Shokotos HaKvar. Even an ear that worked, that served as a sanctuary for him before, is able to continue serving as a sanctuary, at least for the Yevid, even though Me'ikar Adin, he should go to another city. The way Rashi learns, the Rambam learns differently. Tomorrow, maybe I'll add more things.
Sunday morning is Rosh Chodesh. First meeting is 7 o'clock, then 8 o'clock, Das, 9 o'clock. 9:45 Sunday is a CM in the Sanhedrin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.